Are you a grown-up? Young people often look forward to the day when they are referred to as adults. It means that they have gained a certain measure of independence and responsibility, a certain freedom from childhood rules and ways. The world generally views adults as more thoughtful and mature. Adults can take advantage of opportunities that may not be available to young people. Jesus talks about being grown up in Mark chapter 10. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." So, are you a grown-up? Here, Jesus does not talk very favorably about grown-ups. There are many areas in our lives where growing up is a positive thing, but here Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like little children. Growing up is not always good when it comes to our spiritual lives. Children tend to view things simply and have faith in the things they are told. That is, when they are told a simple message, they believe that it is true, without question. The message of Christianity is a simple message. As children in Sunday school, we learned that the focus of all Christianity is Jesus. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. That's all there is to it. Nothing that we must do or can do to earn or win God's love for ourselves. The simple message is this: Christ died freely for our sins and will take us to heaven to live with him there. When the Holy Spirit brought us to faith in Christ, he created in us a childlike faith, which receives this simple message. A faith which receives the words and promises of God with as much confidence as a small child receives the promises of a loving father. The faith which the Holy Spirit creates is a Bible tells me so faith. How do you know it's true? The Bible tells me so. How do you know that you stand innocent before God? The Bible tells me so. How do I know Jesus loves me? The Bible tells me so. Spirit-worked faith is not a grown-up faith. It is like the faith of a little child who believes and trusts whatever his father tells him. By the grace of God, we all have this childlike faith. But Satan would like nothing better than to see us grow up and grow out of it. In many institutes of higher learning, the devil actively works to tear down our Sunday school beliefs. He tempts you to grow up and move on to better things than Jesus. And to be sure, the devil has a powerful ally in our own human nature. Our sinful flesh agrees wholeheartedly with Satan that we've got to get rid of our simple Christianity and our childlike trust in Jesus. We've got to get rid of it so we can move up in the world, so we can connect with the right people, so we can fit in. Our flesh is even embarrassed about our Christianity. It doesn't want to tell others that we believe in a man who died on a cross 2,000 years ago. Our flesh is ashamed to say, "The Bible tells me so," because it is afraid of the ridicule. Sometimes we don't want anyone to see us exercising our childlike faith. We don't want them to see us opening our Bibles and reading in them. We don't want them to see us saying no to certain temptations just because Jesus doesn't want me to. Our sinful flesh wants so badly to grow up and to give up on Jesus. And as you grow older in years, the temptations will only get stronger. But the same Holy Spirit who has given us childlike faith helps us in our struggle against such temptations. He will not let us grow up. The Lord Jesus himself promises to keep us as children who will inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." As our birthdays pass by one by one, by God's grace, we do not grow up and out of our childlike faith, but we grow up in it as the Spirit opens new things to us in the Scriptures that we hadn't noticed before, making us ever more confident of our salvation and ever bolder to proclaim it in the face of those who speak against it. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Like newborn babes, craves pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." Don't grow out of your faith, grow in it. May we all grow up to have the confidence of little children in our Savior Jesus. Amen. Hymn 740, all verses.